Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Happy Monday. Welcome into the show. This obviously is not Jim. Bill Ryder filling in. Jim, back tomorrow. You can hit me up, Sports Ryder, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. A lot of Andrew Luck if you want to weigh in. If you got a take, 1-800-636-8686. As always, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know how in life there are moments you'll just know exactly where you were when it happened? There are the dark moments, there are the beautiful moments, those random moments in between. At a buddy's house, playing bocce, dominating. That's such a Southern California thing to be doing on a Saturday night. And I may have had a couple cocktails, few bourbons, and when I first got the alert saying that Andrew Luck was stepping away from the game of football, I thought it wasn't real. Obviously, we've had 48 hours, not quite that long to process it, and we're going to have some folks on the show today to give us a perspective. Jason Lockenfor, a great NFL insider for CBS Sports, will be on the program here, the Jim Rome Show, about 35 minutes. And an hour from now, we'll get Jason's perspective, what he's hearing from around the National Football League. Then in an hour, Super Bowl champion head coach Brian Billick will be on the program. We'll hit a lot of the same topics, but I'll be curious from a former head coach in the National Football League whether or not he would see that, as many of you have, there's a division out there, whether he would see that as a betrayal if a few weeks before games began, his quarterback decided it was time to move on for personal reasons, for reasons that we'll dive into in a second. We'll hit some baseball. The Atlanta Braves continue to separate themselves as the second-best team in the National League behind that Dodgers team. And the general manager, Alex Anthopoulos, who's been there for a few years, came from Toronto, going to be on the program. End of the hour, 2:20 Eastern, 11:20 Pacific time. As always, 1-800-636-8686. RomeandHaveATake.com. JimRome.com. Sports writer, that's me, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. So, I didn't want you, when I saw the news, I knew I was filling in for Jim just today. Jim's back tomorrow. And so, Saturday night in the state that I was in, Sunday throughout the day, processed it, thought about it, saw some of the frustration, saw the faux outrage from some colleagues out there who went to a crazy place. I'm not even going to give that the credence some other people have, but there's a legitimate spectrum of response to a player stepping away from the game, not just at his prime, health willing, not just a potential Hall of Fame career that's almost certainly over. Interestingly, Luck had 171 touchdowns through 86 career games. That is third all-time behind Aaron Rodgers and Dan Marino. And we know this, right? We know Luck was an amazing player. We know that the Colts, and that suck for Luck, was supposed to be the game plan to another Peyton Manning-like quarterback. And the crazy thing about this, and I understand Indianapolis, how angry you are, how frustrated you are, how betrayed you feel. You guys moved on from Peyton Manning. It felt like a no-brainer. And it turns out you got two more seasons from Andrew Luck than Manning played in the National Football League. Luck misses an entire season. And that means that Andrew Luck will play just two more football seasons than Peyton Manning. Obviously, Manning, two of his last three in the Super Bowl, including winning one of those. But as I thought about it, you know, as a 41-year-old grown man who's made some mistakes, has quit some jobs that people thought he was an idiot for quitting and was lucky enough to get some jobs I didn't think I would, I'm just not going to judge the guy. I'm not going to pass judgment. And I know that in this business, not on this show, obviously, with Jim, but with people that I'm colleagues with, hot takes, grabbing attention, using these really interesting, nuanced moments to make it about you, I'm just not going to go there. I don't know how injured Andrew Luck is. I don't know how miserable in his job Andrew Luck is. I just know that he stepped to a podium. We'll play the sound here in a moment. And he made the announcement that he doesn't want to be part of the game. And I understand all the things that come with that. That Colts team was a Super Bowl contender. They go from being the favorite, not just in that division, and one of the Super Bowl contenders, but to a team that is almost certainly going to finish last. Or at least in Vegas, the odds for every other team in that division are now higher than Indianapolis is. And I get it. I've read everything. You've read it. Been around Jacoby Brissett a little bit. Likeable guy. Locker room likes him. But you can't replace talent like Andrew Luck. Now, for me, one of three things are going on. One, Andrew Luck didn't really love the game of football. I don't buy that. I don't believe that. We've heard from a bunch of people. Bruce Arians even talked about, and Arians obviously had experience with him a few years in Indianapolis, how much Luck loved the game. And this happens sometimes. Sometimes guys are so blessed with athletic ability. It is so obvious and so clear what the path forward to fame, to riches, to glory is, that it's like they're on a conveyor belt. They don't get to choose it. You see it more in basketball because if you are remarkably tall relative to the people around you, big men often get pushed toward the game of basketball. You talk to a lot of big men. You talk to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They'll tell you in some moments, didn't always love the game. Maybe Andrew Luck was such a specimen at the quarterback position that they were able to project that, but I think it's probably something else. It's probably the fact that there's something wrong with the National Football League, at least for Andrew Luck. People have different levels of pain tolerance. It also could be, and this is where my guess leans, something wrong with the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm not going to criticize Colts fans today. I'm not going to get angry and say that they shouldn't be demanding their money back or refund. Even though I think it's wrong and borderline irrational, I could not be rational if Andrew Luck were a quarterback, in my case, the Chicago Bears, whatever your team is, and he just stepped away. I will just say this to Colts fans, kind of like Packers fans when the next era comes. It is a pretty rare thing, the rarest of things, to have two quarterbacks back-to-back who are all-timer, once-in-a-generation, that carry you for 10, 15, 20 years of quarterback consistency. And the reality for the Colts, more than any team maybe in the National Football League, is that Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck have covered up a multitude of sins and a lot of incompetence in that organization. You want to find someone to blame? Look at the owner. You want to find someone to blame? Look at the medical staff. Your job is to manage your star. And normally that's their ego, right? Put people around them. Make them feel like they're a part of the process. Understand that as they grow and evolve, you've got to grow and evolve too. But the basics matter too. Keep them healthy. Make sure that they trust you and your diagnosis. Look at Kawhi Leonard and what he did. Aaron Rodgers, not even an injury issue why he had a falling out with his front office and his former head coach. He just didn't feel like he was given the respect he deserves. The Colts are to blame. The NFL might be to blame. I'm not gonna blame Andrew Luck. Some buddies of mine where I live were arguing on a text thread and at this party whether it was rich kid syndrome. And Andrew Luck has made almost $100 million. So giving up, what, $24 million guaranteed, $21, $22 million this upcoming season, that is life-changing money to me. And no offense to my boss who's listening, the show I do at night, 6 to 10 Eastern, rather than you, I would probably be chilling. I would probably be doing something else if I had $20 million in the bank. If I got the call from Jim Rome, I'd probably, like, you know, work a day or two here or there. But that's not the life I live, and that's not the life most of us live. Andrew Luck's father also just got named the commissioner of the XFL, and he's going to make a whole lot of money doing that too. Money's not the thing. And when money becomes no longer the anchor, then an organization needs to make sure there's other things that keep Andrew Luck there. His loss of a love for the game of football, and let's not pretend it's anything else. If he loved the game, he'd be playing the game. It is hard, and I'll use a personal example. I love radio. I love it, and I feel like the luckiest guy on earth to be doing it. That's true anytime. Anytime I talk into a microphone. Sitting in this chair, it's a little heady. But I have in the past quit jobs that were career goals because I hated it. Because I hated the people I was around. It wasn't a good fit, whatever the case may be. And I didn't have go bleep yourself money. I had a wife and kids I had to feed. I had to figure it out. Being miserable sucks. And if Andrew Luck was miserable for whatever reason, I'll hold a lot of people accountable. I'm not going to hold him accountable. You know, I want to let you hear from Luck now. He came to that podium, emotional, and he talked about the fact that the mental toll, the injuries, and the mental toll those injuries have taken were really significant.
For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing, unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season, and I've felt stuck in it, and the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
It's amazing how much we define these remarkable athletes in the way that we view them. And most of them embrace that, right? The Kobe Bryants, the Tom Brady's. God, Tom Brady outlasts another quarterback. But some of these guys are complicated human beings who want to be seen differently. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would rather be seen as a writer and as an intellectual than a basketball player. Blake Griffin, I'm not the biggest Blake Griffin fan on the face of the earth, but would rather be seen as a comedian most times than a basketball player.
Hey, listen, people will tell you that appearances really don't matter, that first impressions are not a thing. They are. It matters. It matters, and also the briefcase that you carry matters. Let me talk to you about that for a minute. Are you still rocking that old college backpack? Are you taking that to work or around town? If so, it is time to grow up, look the part. Get yourself a Daniels briefcase. Let me tell you about Daniels. Daniels is a New York City-based men's leather briefcase brand that is making boys look like men one bag at a time. And the best part is, you can afford this bag before you land the big job. Here's how. They cut out the middlemen. They sell directly to you. And because of that, they can offer a high-quality, luxury leather briefcase at an incredibly reasonable price of $195. It's comparable to luxury brand names with starting prices close to $500. Right now, you can get $25 off your Daniels briefcase at DanielsNYC.com. Again, DanielsNYC.com, but you have to use the promo code ROME at checkout. That'll get you $25 off one of their leather briefcases, and they offer free shipping. Again, DanielsNYC.com, promo code ROME, $25 off a handcrafted, high-quality leather briefcase with free shipping. DanielsNYC.com, DanielsNYC.com, promo code ROME.
Welcome back into the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in today for Jim. He is back tomorrow. For the moment, if you want to hit me up, Twitter, Sports Ryder, sports, my last name, R-E-I-T-E-R, 1-800-636-8686, RomanHaveATake.com, at Jim Rome. Andrew Luck, it is still bizarre to say out loud. I know it's real, I know it's true. It's such a stunner. Andrew Luck is no longer playing in the National Football League, and Alvin just got back, hanging out, of course, with Garrett Ritt, with Alvin DeLauro, with Adam Hawk, who I need to play in tennis at some point, so he, like everyone else in my professional life, can have beat me in that sport. Alvin just got back from Vegas. I was thinking about this. I don't know if Vegas has these odds, but online, abroad, you can bet on whether Luck will play a game this year. 7-1 against. Minus 1,500, he does not. 2020, Andrew Luck returns, becomes a little bit better, +500, 5-1, which means that Vegas believes, and those numbers are usually there for people like me, those sucker bettors who just, oh, I'm going to find an angle. Andrew Luck's done. Andrew Luck is gone. He's not playing in the National Football League again. All right, 1-800-636-8686. We got a bunch of calls. We will take a bunch of calls. Steve in Maryland, thank you for listening. You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Thank you, sir. I am impressed with the way you've handled the show. I have to say that I respect Andrew Luck's decision. I understand that it's going to upset a lot of fans, both as Colts fans and as fantasy fans. But when you make a choice that is all about you and your family and your personal lifestyle, I have no problem with that. I really have no problem with that. And I understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are upset.
Wow, that's my first. You always remember your first. It feels really good. Stephen Maryland, I appreciate you, but we'll always have that moment. We'll always have that moment. Thanks for the call. 1-800-636-8686. Speed it up a little bit. I think maybe the concern was at that rate, Andrew Luck might have unretired by the time the call got done. That might have been Andrew Luck calling, just trying to, you know, if it's a really smart decision and the guy's a really classy guy and I mean, he really did it the right way. That's a rush. So that's what that feels like. 1-800-636-8686. David in Buffalo. What's up, brother? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Bill. Appreciate you taking my call today, man. A couple topics I want to jump in on today. First off, Andrew Luck retiring definitely came as a shock to me when I heard on Saturday night. It's going to be really interesting to see where the Colts go here. Frank Reich, I feel like, is a genius as an offensive mind. I think Chris Ballard is a great GM. I think if there's two guys in the NFL that can handle this, it's definitely going to be those two guys. But the bottom line is with Luck, you know, anybody who's calling this guy out, I thought it was disrespectful what the Colts fans did. Ryan Grigson was the real reason this guy had to retire, though. He put a hideous offensive line in front of him. He drafted poor. He traded poor. His free agent pickups were terrible when he was there during Andrew Luck's time in Indy. If he wasn't there and Ballard was the GM for the whole time that Luck had been in Indy, I think there's no doubt Luck would still be playing to this day. And congrats to Rory McIlroy for winning the FedEx Cup. I mean, it was a nice win for him. $15 million is great, but the bottom line is McIlroy hasn't won a major in over 5 years. I hope he can step it up and win a major next year because this guy's got crazy game off the tee. You know, his putter was unbelievable yesterday at Eastlake. And the bottom line is if you want to be up there with Tiger and you want to be up there with Jack, you got to win major championships, and that's the next step for McIlroy. So I appreciate the time, Bill. Thanks again, man. And Warrick and Buffalo's trip to SoCal, I heard it was pretty awesome. I'm out.
David and Buffalo, thanks, brother. Yeah, we're not going to hit a lot of golf, but Rory's been on fire lately, and maybe he's getting back to the level where there's another star we can root for. The Andrew Luck thing that I keep coming back to is that you just never know what's going on in somebody's life. And maybe for Andrew Luck, it's as simple as, to hell with this, I'm rich, and I'm going to live my life and chill. But I got a buddy, a pseudo-buddy, a guy that I know, Wall Street dude, lived in New York City, made a freaking fortune, living the dream, traveling to Europe, beautiful women, whatever. And he woke up one day and he hated his job. And he quit it and became a teacher and he got married. And a bunch of the guys that sort of in that circle thought he was an idiot and a crazy person. I remember just thinking, you never know what motivates somebody. I've had jobs, I'm sure you have too, where I've woken up in the morning and there's a pit in my stomach and I do not want to go to work. And I do it anyway. Now I have a job where life's pretty good and I love what I do. If Andrew Luck was miserable for whatever reason, I get that guy walking away. I'm not even mad at people in Indy. I know some people think it's clap. People in Indianapolis want to boo Andrew Luck. I got no issue with that either. It's sports. It's an emotional game. Now, you boo him in a year or two or five when he comes back to be honored. That's a different thing. That is a thunderbolt from above. You're a Colts fan. You're playing on a Super Bowl. Everything's beautiful. You probably drafted that dude in your every single fantasy football league you're in. And all of a sudden, on a Saturday night, he announces a few weeks before the start of the season, he's walking away. Hey, anger's okay, too. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go out to Philly. Ann, what is going on? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hi. I have a question. Why did Andrew Luck wait so long to announce to the team and the fans that he was retiring? I think he did the right thing for himself, but he certainly didn't consider the fans or the team. They could have had more time to draft somebody or pick up a good starter. That's my comment.
Straight fire. And I can't answer the question because I don't know the details, but it's certainly in the realm of what's reasonable that Andrew Luck got some really bad news 24, 48 hours earlier. I get it. His team is absolutely hosed. Maybe he woke up and decided he was done with football, and maybe he had just come from a meeting with the medical staff that has let him down year after year after year, and they told him, you know what? You're going to miss another season, but don't worry. We got a great brand new rehab plan. It's going to be great. Drink lots of Gatorade. I don't know. Thanks for the call at 1-800-636-8686. Let's go out to where I was at a wedding in Portland, Maine, about a week and a half ago. Beautiful place. John's in Maine. John, what up, dude? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
I'm in Portland, indeed. That is an odd coincidence. Man, the Colts are just like that girl that just breaks up with you and you don't even know what's happening. And the next thing you know, you're like, I just got broken up with. And this is a bad organization. It's the second time they pushed a quarterback out. They did it with Manning. Now they're doing it with Luck. Like, look, we're going to move on. We're going to cut you. Like, you're injured. Year after year, we got to get rid of you. How do people not see that the Colts are a ruthless bunch? Like, this is all business. It's the NFL. It's the machine that the NFL puts out. They expect these guys to come back from career-ending injuries in some cases and play the next year within 8 months, 12 months on some of these injuries that should take 2 or 3 years to come back from, I don't understand how the NFL is not, you know, to blame here. If this is a running back, we're not talking about this. You know, Ricky Williams, this happened with, and everybody was like, oh, it's just Ricky being Ricky. But because it's a white quarterback, oh, man, this is, you know, a big story now. It's been happening for years. But because it's Andrew Luck and with the Colts, we finally get it exposed. Jim Irsay, man, he's just he got us again.
All right, thanks for the call. I got to tell you, my reaction would be the same as if it was Deshaun Watson. I don't think it's a white quarterback, black quarterback. I think it's the age of quarterbacks where if you look at a quarterback and hurt his feelings in a game, there's a 80% chance that they're going to throw a flag and it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Andrew Luck is stepping down at a time when he had the ultimate opportunity. Doesn't mean he's going to come through to be healthy. I do like your analogy, though. I do think it is the beautiful girlfriend, only I'm going to twist a little bit. The last two quarterbacks were the beautiful girlfriend, and Jim Irsay just got broken up with. I got a buddy, great guy. I can't say his name because he listens to the Jim Rome Show. Who doesn't? Who really outkicked his coverage. The first time I met his future wife, I thought it was his sister. And when he said, this is my girlfriend, I made the mistake of laughing. I thought he was joking around. She eventually left him. And that's haunted him ever since then. And I'm not laughing at you, Colts fans. Just that is the reality that you're in. It's not just a breakup. Yeah. Oh, boy. There's no replacement. I mean, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. Give me a back-to-back combo that even approaches that in the modern National Football League. I guess Montana Steve Young back in the day fits the same sort of parameters. So you've been incredibly lucky, and you've also gotten absolutely hosed at the same time. Life ain't fair, especially in the National Football League. Welcome back into the program. It's time to ask the pros. Were you the clones? Get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros and submit your question. Be listening later in the show when we might answer that question. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The fine folks in Indy might be asking the question, why, God, why? Andrew Luck, retired. No longer the National Football League, stepping away over the weekend in one of the most shocking retirements. I mean, outside of Jordan, you could make the case, make the argument, this is as surprising and significant a retirement as any player in professional sports in the modern era. Andrew Luck, one of the great quarterbacks of his generation, should have been, could have been, if he was healthy, one of the great quarterbacks of this particular season. And instead, Indianapolis turns to Jacoby Brissett in what is a really interesting and now much more competitive division. I like the Colts before that moment. But there are some good teams, and I am I'm always partial to Houston. Bill O'Brien, for whatever reason, I've been a continued believer in, even though he's rewarded that hope, loyalty with mediocrity and a little bit of success. Andrew Luck was going to be the difference maker for that Colts organization, obviously, and in that division, and maybe in a run to the Super Bowl in Miami. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-636-8686. One of the best in the business. You see him, CBS Sports. Read him at cbssports.com. CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports HQ, NFL Insider Jason Lock and Fora. JLC, what's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I imagine your weekend got a little more complicated on Saturday evening when you saw the news.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it takes a little while to get beyond the shock. Just knowing what he's accomplished, what he's capable of, how driven he is, how much the game means to him, how much he's played through in the past to be able to sustain his career. And having been there literally the day that he didn't practice for the first time this summer, you know, he had been doing a little bit of 7-on-7s and it was supposed to be his work day and everybody's kind of waiting for him out there in Westfield, Indiana, and he doesn't come out. But to talk, you know, to talk to him at length that day, and to have seen how motivated he was to play and how confident he was that this was a minor thing and how driven he was
So, yeah, in the moment, you're like, you know, get the bleep out of here. But then you make a few calls, and then you listen to him explain himself, and then it really kind of starts making sense, you know, and you get a few other perspectives on it, and then, you know, you reach the point where I did after sleeping on it Saturday night, you know, Sunday morning, like, you know, no one really can blame this guy. He doesn't need anyone's approval. And if you look at it from a quality of life standpoint, from where he is in terms of trying to start a family and having just gotten married and knowing the toll the game can take on you and having banked $100 million on field and Lord knows how much for his endorsements and things off the field and prizing feeling good mentally, physically, spiritually above the grind that he knows he'd be putting himself in trying to get through 16 weeks, already nowhere close to 100%, in a sport of attrition, and I think he's worn out and fatigued by the constant poking, prodding, testing of his body, and 4 years of it, and he says enough, and I get it completely.
Jason Locken for CBS Sports NFL Insider here on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in today for Jim. So, Jason, putting aside the silly responses on social media from some of the idiots out there and some of the idiots who are employed in sports media, just as you make calls, as you talk to people around the NFL, what is the reaction when it's not publicly posted? What are you hearing from folks?
Well, I mean, look, there's still some people who played the game who think, you know, guys who are retired, who in post-retirement have had trouble coping with leaving the game, and they themselves replay their greatest moments like a highlight reel in their head, right? And they would give anything to get back and have one more chance to play in a playoff game or whatever. So, you know, everybody has, you know, their own perspective on it. I don't think there's a right answer or a wrong answer, or I haven't heard, you know, universally the same thing across the board in terms of people's reactions to it. But I think anybody who's been around the game while Andrew Luck was a part of it, knows how much he cared for others, knows how much he sacrificed himself to be able to play the game the way he did, knows how what he had to do to put that franchise on his shoulder and turn it around almost instantaneously from the rubble that it was Bill Polian post Peyton Manning to, you know, to get it to where it what it became again. And they know that he had to withstand and succumb to all sorts of beatdowns and beatings and pummelings in order for that team to be competitive the way it was constructed early in his career. And so, you know, if now is the time that he feels like I got to bow out for myself, for my family, for my sanity, for my body, then his peers, his contemporaries seem to really understand where he's coming from. And he's always been a unicorn. He's always been a little bit different, and he's reveled in that. He hasn't been afraid to admit some of his eccentric interests. He hasn't been afraid to show that, yeah, I might be a little more nerdy or a little more cerebral than what you expect out of your jock. And I may have different priorities in my life that while a Super Bowl ring and a Hall of Fame jacket are way up there, it's not quite as up there with some of these issues that come to the unpredictability of the future and what my mind, body, and soul might feel like a year from now, 5 years from now, 15 years from now.
Jason Locken for so now the decision is made, the show goes on, the game goes on. How do we recalibrate our expectations for the Colts this upcoming season?
Well, you know, earlier in the summer, like post-draft, I thought, you know, if you would have said, tell me eight teams you think have a real shot to get into January and then maybe win the whole thing, I would have had Indianapolis in that group. And then I did a column a couple of weeks back where I looked at the eight teams, you know, once we got through halfway point of training camp, who I really felt as strongly about, and the Colts weren't there because at that point my antennas were up in terms of, okay, this Luck thing might be a little bit more than I gave it credit for. Not to anywhere to the point where I thought retirement was on the table, but, you know, this may be something that dogs him through the year and becomes an issue for the whole team. But I still thought that's a playoff team. I still think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're going to be able to run off you know, three or four straight wins in January against the best of the best. I don't think it's impossible, but I just wouldn't put them in that top tier. But as I continue to look at that division, Jacoby Brissett's going to be a winning football player for them. I don't know that he's not going to be a future Hall of Fame football player for them, but to win 10 games in that division, I still don't think is out of the question. I feel like the Tennessee Titans have kind of been gliding by with these pretty horrific teams that managed to go 9-7 once somehow, but I think that's coming to an end. I think the reality of their quarterback crisis and where they are as a franchise is about to become pretty obvious. Houston, I mean, poor Deshaun Watson might be feeling like Andrew Luck 3-4 months from now. If he continues to take the beatings he succumbed to, and I don't see any way that they've addressed it, now Duke Johnson's going to be their running game. I like Duke Johnson a lot in a certain role. Duke Johnson in this role could look to be badly miscast. I don't like their offensive line at all. So I don't know that they're markedly better. Jacksonville, could they ride that defense to a division title and Nick Foles managing the game? They might. But I don't know that, you know, I don't know how much better Foles is going to perform than Brissett. So my mental calculus, I still would favor them to win the division, but I think it becomes much closer. I don't think it's Indianapolis running away from the pack the way they might have if Andrew Luck had the season, a healthy Andrew Luck, I believe, would have had. But I still, to me, the Colts are still a team to beat.
JLC here on the Jim Rome Show referencing Lamar Miller going down over the weekend with that ACL injury. I'll say this, Jason. The division was interesting already. Now it's really interesting. And you obviously sound like you have a lot of confidence in Brissett. We've heard a lot over the last 36 hours, 40 hours about his leadership and guys in that locker room like him and believe in what he can do. How significant really is that in the wake of someone as talented as Andrew Luck stepping away?
Well, I think the mitigating factor is because Andrew Luck has been so hurt so long, Brissett already had the one season under his belt, right, where he came in the year where everybody thought it was going to be horrible, and it was because the roster was horrible, and it was the ending of another regime there. But he got that experience, and he proved himself to be a gamer, and that's when sort of all the intangibles manifested itself. Now, because Andrew Luck has done so little since the end of last season, he has been the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts through OTAs when Luck did nothing, and then literally through every practice except for two, you know, I think it was two, maybe three, that Luck took part in camp. And even those, Luck was only doing 7-on-7. He wasn't doing 11-on-11. He wasn't doing special situations. That was all still Jacoby Brissett. So all these receivers, you know, even the young ones, they've caught a bunch of balls from him. And he's been the guy they've been primarily working with throughout the last 5 months. He's always proven to be mature. A lot of really smart people have gravitated to him, really smart football people have gravitated to him, you know, starting with the whole Parcells-Belichick thing very early in his career. Like, I remember being at their camp last year thinking, like, this guy is a starting quarterback. Like, there's at least 10 or 12 teams where he might be better than what they're running out there as their starter. So I think he's a winning player. I think that's the best way to describe him. I think he'll be smart. I think he'll manage situations. I think he'll keep that team in position to succeed. And he knows his limitations, and I think we'll play within them. And he also has a brilliant guy in Frank Reich who's been through this kind of thing before, who knows how to coach certain guys and to play to their strengths and not one of these dudes who's going to force people to do something they don't really do really well just because, well, that's when my scheme's at its best and I'm the football overlord. That's not the vibe there, and I think that bodes very well for Brissett as well.
All right, Jason, last one for you, about a minute left. We've seen guys retire and unretire. You can already bet on the odds that Luck will play this year 7-1 or in 2025-1. Your best guess, your educated guess, I know it's a guess, that Andrew Luck is actually retired for the rest of his career.
It's there's so much unpredictability with him, and he's so young. And he's so strong, other than, again, this thing going on with his calf right now. He's not coming back this year. He wouldn't do it. He's just not wired that way. Like, even if he sat there at Thanksgiving or in November and said, darn, I feel better than I ever have in the world. I want, you know, somebody shoot me out of a cannon. I'm dying to throw a football. I don't think he would do that to the team. That's just not who he is. So he's not playing this year. I don't see any scenario where that happens. And I don't think he comes back the following year. Could he get the itch a couple years down the road, you know, and he's had expanded his family and they've had a couple kids and, you know, he's getting a little bored or whatever? I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. I'll put it that way. I wouldn't bet on it. And I certainly don't think this is going to be one of those things where he just hits the reset button in 6 months or 12 months or anything like that.
Everybody knows about the risks of driving drunk. You could get into a crash. People could get hurt, even killed. But let's take a moment and look at some surprising stats. Almost 29 people in the United States die every single day in alcohol-impaired vehicle crashes. That's one person every 50 minutes. Even though drunk driving fatalities have fallen by a third in the past three decades, drunk driving crashes still claim more than 10,000 lives every year. Many people are unaware that driving while high can be just as dangerous. In 2015, 42% of drivers killed in crashes tested positive for drugs. Not so harmless after all, is it? And get this, from 2007 to 2015, marijuana use among drivers killed in crashes doubled. The truth is, driving while high is deadly. Stop kidding yourself. If you're impaired from alcohol or drugs, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Welcome back into the show. As always, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 1-800-636-8686. RomanHavatake.com at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. I'm Bill Ryder filling in, and we are joined right now by Super Bowl winning head coach and NFL Network analyst Brian Billick on Twitter at Coach Billick. Coach, thanks for on a crazy Monday. Thanks for making some time for us.
Glad to do it.
So when you heard the news over the weekend that Andrew Luck was retiring from the game of football, what was your knee-jerk reaction?
Well, probably like everybody's, just kind of stunned by it. You know, obviously Andrew Luck and all that he's been through, and I thought it was very telling, obviously, when he spoke about the reasons why he got to this point, going through the rehab that he had. Of course, Andrew Luck is an intelligent young man that's got a lot of things going on, has that bigger perspective. But, boy, you talk about a gut punch to the Indianapolis Colts. They've been so lucky to have to go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck and to now, you know, obviously this close to the beginning of the season. But that huge organizational shift is to what do we do now? Certainly what they do this year is on the short term, whether Jacoby Brissett is the answer or not, but they're going to be in the business of having to find a quarterback after having, about almost a 30-year run, a 15-year run of great quarterback play.
Yeah, and Coach, when you're the boss, when you're head coach in the National Football League, part of the job is managing people, and other people's problems become your problems. How often in your coaching career, how common was it for guys to come to you, not at this extreme, but to just talk about the possibility that maybe they want to be done with the game of football a little bit ahead of what most would consider that the schedule they would be on?
Yeah, and actually even a little bit more since I'd left the game. I typically have some veterans that I have coached over the years that when they kind of get to this point, we usually call and say, hey, coach, what do you think? And, hey, could you look – you know, can you look at some film and tell me where do you think I'm at? Do I still have it? You know, more about that. Should I keep going? Can I still play at a high level? And this one for Andrew Luck, as young as he is, it's hard to imagine they hadn't had some conversations along this line. But I remember when Jonathan Ogden decided to retire after his last year, you know, in the comment that he made this, coach, I know I can still play. And I can tell you at a pretty high level. But and he had just come off a severe foot and toe injury on the season that he kind of nursed through the whole year. And he said, I can't do the rehab anymore. I can't go through what I know I'm going to have to go through to get back to play where I want to play. And at that point, it was just time for him to move on. And it looks like it's the same for Andrew Luck.
Brian Billick here on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in at Coach Billick on Twitter, NFL Network analyst, Super Bowl winning head coach. So, Coach, when you were the guy having those conversations, for colleagues of yours who are still coaching in the NFL, what tends to be the line where it goes from trying to talk the guy into or have a conversation about, hey, let's give it another year, to good luck, Godspeed, enjoy retirement?
Well, and that is the fine line, because it's not your place to tell the young man that he's wrong. It's a matter of listening to what he's saying, seeing if there's anything in between the lines that you can get a sense that, well, okay, maybe he does just need some time, or maybe he just needs the year. But you've got to judge that and get a sense of exactly where they're coming from. And typically that's going to be the advice, to say, well, we're going to honor and respect, you know, your, because this one's different. This one has to do with the injury. If it were just, gee, I don't know if I still have a love of the game. I don't know if I can play at a high level. Those are different conversations when the young man says, I just don't know that I can deal with the injuries anymore. And that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously this is an extreme example also, because Andrew Luck is massively talented at a massively important position in the NFL, and I would argue you can both respect his decision and understand it, and if you're part of that organization, be stunned and be frustrated. If you were to put yourself in the shoes of that staff, if you were to have a guy like Andrew Luck make the decision to retire at this point just before a season, what do you think your reaction would be as a head coach in the NFL?
Oh, it's gut-wrenching. But, you know, unless they kind of had an inkling, although based on what they've done and what you hear coming out of there, it sounds like they didn't. It sounds like they fully expected him to continue to play and that they were stunned by this as anybody. And now what that does going into the season, you know, not having the time to make any other adjustments, and I'm sure they may be looking at other rosters and seeing if there's some veteran backup. They may feel like they have it with Jacoby Brissett. I can't believe that they think he is the long-term answer. I'm sure that will be the mentality. It's, you know, next man up, and you want the team to rally around and go in. And who knows? Maybe he can play well, but boy, this is when this type of thing happens to organization, it's about as gut-wrenching as you can imagine at every level, from the coaches to the players to the front office and even the fans. They all have to be stunned right now.
Yeah, Coach, and you said it's next man up, and that's the culture, that's the mantra of the National Football League, and that organization is being classy. They're saying the right things. How likely is it, you think, behind the scenes that one of the reactions from staff, from players, toward Andrew Luck is anger?
It could be. There's part of it that it depends on what the conversations were. You know, there's a part of you could say, hey, how about a heads up? How about you give us an idea? And maybe he did. Maybe, and they just weren't listening or didn't think it was going to happen or thought he'd work through it. You know, it depends on the conversation. But if this truly came out of the blue, as much as you do respect it and have to understand it, there's got to be, in a certain degree, a certain sense of betrayal.
Talking to Brian Billick here on the Jim Rome Show. And Coach, it was already a really interesting division. Lamar Miller goes down for Houston over the weekend. Would have been big news if not for this news. We know Nick Foles is now with that Jags team, trying to get their swagger back, particularly on defense. Marcus Mariota trying to show that he belongs as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and that Mike Vrabel staff that obviously defensively has been really impressive. Deshaun Watson's a very promising young quarterback. How do you handicap the AFC South now that Andrew Luck is not a part of it?
Well, and you're right. They were going to be right in the middle of it. I think you could make a strong case that the AFC South, top to bottom, is the best division in the NFL. You may not have the best team. We'll find out. But when you look at all four teams, and, you know, yeah, next close to it, I would say, is the NFC South with Atlanta and Carolina and New Orleans. But then you got Tampa. You know, there's always that outlier, and you just don't know. But top to bottom, just the quarterbacks that you mentioned and the caliber of the teams. So I really think that was going to be a toss-up division, hard to handicap who was going to be the best. Clearly, you know, you would anticipate maybe two, maybe even three teams coming out of the division for the playoffs. But I can't imagine how Indianapolis, this is going to be tough for them and drop them, in most people's opinion, I would imagine, to the bottom of the AFC South.
And for you, in your opinion, Coach, do you think that they're missing the playoffs now with this news?
you know, if you were to start and not put it to a specific team and say, take Team X and whatever their prospects are, they lose their starting quarterbacks, is that going to eliminate from them from the playoffs? I can't think of a team in the NFL that I wouldn't look at and say, yeah, that's probably the case. Now, they can obviously work past it, and there's examples of it. Depends on the depth of quarterback, what, you know, how good they are at the quarterback position, and what whether he's a game manager or a guy they're really counting on. But yeah, if you were to make that statement on any team in the league that they've lost their quarterback, does that change their playoff perspective? I can't imagine the answer not being yes.
And obviously it happens, and guys get hurt, and that's part of the deal. And players in the National Football League, they come to understand that losing time as an individual or losing a teammate for time to injury, that is just part of playing in the National Football League. What are the odds, you think, Brian Billick, that this could be more dispiriting to that locker room because this is a choice rather than something that's been forced on Andrew Luck?
Well, I think they're going to be supportive of Andrew, and they're going to rally around it, say all the right things, and truly believe it. Okay, we've got talent here, and we're going to rally around Brissett, and we're good. But that, until you get on the road and have to go to the Chargers, then go on the road to Tennessee, then come home and have to play Atlanta, if those three games don't go well, then now you're going to start to, and then, you know, you play Oakland at home, then you got to go to Kansas City, then Houston. They've got quite a schedule. And if it does not go well, and it could have maybe not gone well even with Andrew Luck. Maybe they, you know, it's tough to win in this league. But clearly, if it doesn't go well, then that confidence that, yeah, we're fine, the season could spiral out of control real quick.
Coach, we've seen some guys walk away from football because of the violence of the sport, because it does take a physical toll. And I mean some young dudes, but never on the level of Andrew Luck. And I'll ask this question, understanding with the asterisk, we don't know the details of what led to this, what injuries there are or are not. But should there be, is it a legitimate conversation to talk about this being a problem with the National Football League and the violence of the game as it relates to the news that happened over the weekend?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Different players respond to that differently. It's a demanding sport. There are a lot of demanding jobs out there that you can look at and go, well, I can understand why, you know, this, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or whomever decides to stop just because of the pressures of their day to day. It's just their quality of life. Like I said, Andrew Luck is a broader thinker. He has a lot of interest in his life. He's obviously a very intelligent young man. He likes to travel. And he just may be looking at his life and going, you know, it was the combination of I've got other things going on and the, you know, fighting through these injuries. You got the sense he was saying, it seems like all I do is rehab. And that's not a lot of fun. And that's hard. And you can see where that would sap the love of the game if all you're doing is rehabbing.
Coach, last one for you. Most players that have the talent of Andrew Luck at that position, we look back at their careers, whatever they accomplish as Hall of Famers. I mean, in the number of games he's played, only Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers had more touchdowns than that number of games. Assuming that Andrew Luck does not decide to unretire in a year or two, how do you think football is going to remember him as a player in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I think they're going to look at him as a spectacular player. I can't remember a player that came out in the draft that was so uniformly looked at as a can't-miss player. And obviously it turned out that way, notwithstanding the injury. He's been spectacular, and as advertised, he's that good. And so the potential for this young man, and everybody I think uniformly agreed, is was absolutely off the charts. And you've got to believe that he was going to build on that, and certainly had the physical abilities, the demeanor, everything about him that, you know, you could look at and say, this guy could have a Hall of Fame career. Because you're looking at a guy that had the 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, you know, better than 60% completion percentage. I mean, he had it all and was able to run and do some things. So we're losing a really great player with a tremendous, tremendous future ahead of him had he chosen to stay and play.
Coach, great stuff. Thank you for thanks for making some time for the Jim Rome Show.
Glad to do it.
Good night.